This is your end.
The Drama Show Breakdown.
Welcome back to The Drama Show. I'm Joe Archer, and we're joined by
Jamie,
Jack,
Ella,
and we're going to do some So Many Lies, seeing as it's 8 minutes to four, and that's the regular point where we do So Many Lies, isn't it?
I feel that is the perfect time for So Many Lies.
You know, it's So Many Lies o'clock.
Well, it is. So we're going to kick off, and what So Many Lies actually is, it's a good old game show where each one of our contestants here is going to read out about a 5 minute long lecture about a certain topic, which is mostly false, but hidden amongst the lies are some sneaky, sneaky truths. I think that's the best I've ever summed the whole show up before.
Yeah. Yes. Do you understand the purpose of the game now, Joe?
I now understand it. I can tell the listeners.
What about the point system? Tell us the point system.
Yes, Joe.
The point system. Well, I have some judges to do that for me because very early on, maybe even the first time we did it, Ella was like, Joe, you're not doing points. This is unfair. Only Jamie's going to win if you do it like this, Joe.
To be fair, it wasn't just the first time. That's not true. One time I drew.
That's true.
But because my last name is Drew and I drew, therefore I win. That's,
God.
In the event of a tie, Jamie wins.
I haven't Vidrinskied yet. This is not fair.
That's how you pronounce it. Yeah, God. When I saw it on Facebook, I was like, this is a minefield.
I have been so afraid of asking you that.
No, it's fine. It's great. Whenever I go to the doctors or something, though, it's just like, Ella. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Ella Polish.
Ella, the weird one.
Say it again.
Vidrinska.
Okay, I'll take a recording of that and practice it, just in case, for formalities. But I do have some judges to do the points for me, and those judges are not going to be Brianna, she's shaking her head, but Tom.
All right,
Tom is going to do the points for us, and I'll give him a pen.
Thank you.
And he has to source the paper himself for which to write it on. Or you could write it on your own skin, or... No, he's going to write it on the front of this magazine, on the pale forehead of this guy. Okay, brilliant. Whose lecture shall we kick off with? Start the show.
I'm more than happy to start.
Jamie is more than happy to start, so we'll go Jamie.
I mean, you know, unless you want to do the standard Hollywood thing where it looks like I'm about to lose and then I come back and win. But, I mean, you know, it takes away all of the suspense if I just win in the first bit.
And that's clumsy exposition if you've revealed the game plan there.
Yeah.
What, my plan to win?
I'm not going to let Jamie win today.
Are you not?
So you plan to win, you plan Jamie not to win.
And Jack, don't care who wins as long as Jamie
does. What's your five-year plan, Jack?
My five-year plan?
To rearm Germany, isn't it?
To be on Germany.
That's the standard five-year plan.
Of course.
That's the most famous one.
Can I just say,
sure.
Stalin had his 5 years plan. Sam isn't even here today, and
I know,
we've already brought up communist dictators.
Sam, where are you?
He's here in spirit.
He is here in spirit.
I hate to say this, but there are some Stalin references in my script.
Yay.
Oh my God. So the very dapper spirit of Sam will be kicking around in the studio with us. Jamie, start off with your
quit
lecture.
Quit Stalin.
What's your topic?
Better to be Stalin than Russian.
Oh, God.
My topic is trains.
Okay, trains.
Trains.
Trains, ooh.
Locomotives, etc.
Go.
Trains, eh? What are they like? Well, I'll tell you. Trains exist in every country in the world, and railways spread across the face of the countryside like mould. It's impossible these days to buy a ticket for one and not complain about the exorbitant prices and wonder what the hell Margaret Thatcher has done to the country, regardless how much impact she actually had in the rail industry. And don't even get me started on reading train timetables. Yeah, don't even get me started on reading train timetables, because I'll mess up reading it.
You will indeed.
But gosh, trains are so much more than things to complain about. They are wonders of engineering that play a vitally important role in the economy, society, literature, and even religion of the world. Who could forget that role? Who could forget the role Henry VIII's private engine played in the dissolution of the monasteries, or that time the steam engine mowed down a prominent Nazi general in the last days of World War II?
Did that happen? I think that happened.
It didn't happen.
Oh, damn. Get right, John.
Or, as you'll all remember from church, that time Jesus sacrificed himself for us on the train tracks. And of course...
That would have been great.
And then, of course, there's that most important of roles that trains have played in modern times, getting young wizards and witches to Hogwarts. Now, Hogwarts Express is an icon across the world and is famous for travelling from platform 9 3/4 to Hogwarts,
Well, no, that is true, but I feel that's one of the things that we're not going to do today, where something is given as true.
We're going to play this game
unpedantically. It sounds factual. Yes. Are you sure you don't want to chime in on that and get a fact?
Well, it...
Because you could hypothetically get a point out of it.
The thing that you said...
Because it sounds to me like you're trying to avoid it because you think it could be wrong.
No, but the thing that you said, that the Hogwarts Express goes from platform 9 3/4 to Hogwarts Station, is true in the world of Harry Potter. But
which world
not
are we
saying
in,
it's
Ella?
True? Are you saying it's true?
Are we going back to there not being anything outside of Nottingham and everything else just being fictitious?
Yes.
Then Harry Potter isn't real,
yes.
Unfortunately.
And it's for kids.
Dude, no, don't even go there.
It's for big kids.
I think you've touched a nerve, Joe.
It's for the kid inside everyone, Joe.
Ooh, that sounds weird.
And incidentally, it doesn't go to Hogwarts Station. There is no Hogwarts Station.
No,
it goes to Hogsmeade Station.
That's true. And
does that mean you lose a point, Ella?
No,
because I didn't say it was a fact.
No,
well,
this is why you don't get the point system.
Well played,
she
Ella.
Was deliberately ambiguous.
Isn't it Pickering or something that it's filmed at? Wherever it is,
I
went
know,
there and they did a World War II reenactment day.
That's
and everyone
less magical.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone was dressed up in like World War II outfits and there was an air raid and everyone had to go away, like hide, which was great. But then there was
you
a dinner lady.
You paid money to witness.
No,
like,
I think it was
a...
free. But then there was this dinner lady who obviously.
Well, I was going to say a depiction of total war and the harm of civilians from aerial bombing. Yeah, I would not pay for that.
But then
yeah.
The point is that there was this dinner lady who obviously hadn't been told this was going on, who just walked out with like two cups of tea, saw that everything was deserted, just sort of went. Oh, and back inside.
Whoops.
Anything from the trolley?
I'm sorry I interrupted, Jamie. Continue, please.
No, that's sort of the point of the game. You're...
Yeah. That's true. I'm not sorry. Continue.
There we are. From travelling from platform 9 3/4 to Hogwarts, except for in China, where they disapprove of mixed fractions, and thus the train departs from platform 39/4, or platform 39/4. However, in England, the Hogwarts Express is unencumbered by mathematical debate and has become a celebrity in its own right, earning itself a walk-on cameo in an episode of Thomas and Friends. Oh, what a life it must lead! I bet all the other engines that auditioned for that role must be so envious, especially since the engine cast in the role was so blatantly the wrong colour for the role. I'm amazed it wasn't more of a scandal. Now, trains have appeared all over the place in film and TV. For example, the war rig from the film Mad Max Fury Road was originally a train mounted on monster truck wheels.
Ooh.
Another?
Ooh, hang on. Seen the film? It's quite a locomotive-looking vehicle. I'm like, okay, I'm going to say that's true.
I'm afraid it's not.
Oh.
Although,
Jamie, you're baiting these people perfectly.
Yeah, incidentally, George Miller, if you're listening, you know, I do have plans for the next Mad Max film. Do put a train in it.
I haven't seen any. I don't even know who George Miller is.
He directs them. Watch the second one and the fourth one. They're the best ones.
Okay. Or none.
Yeah. that's an option. Here we are. Yes. Another, the train from Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, was later taken off the rails when a double homicide happened in one of its carriages. And yet none of these dystopian films and grisly murders hold a candle to the terror that takes place on the Isle of Sodor. Sodor is home to Thomas the Tank Engine, the most inept engine ever to be referred to as useful, as well as an absolutely horrifying Orwellian society. Now, if you're like me, you've spent hours poring over the map of the British Isles trying to find out where the island is, but clearly the Fat Controller, as this Stalin-esque dictator calls himself, has conspired with cartographers to keep it off the map. And why wouldn't he? What happens on Sodor stays on Sodor. And ever since the Socialist Revolution was started by one particularly rebellious bus, he has had to complete and utter control over the life and death of his rail-bound subjects. And why would he do this? Why terrorise all the trains on his island into being an autonomous workforce whose entire existence depends on them being useful? So that he can sell their scrap parts to other, kinder railways who will never know what went on the Isle of Sodor. And how's that for a locomotive?
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Jamie, for once again a brilliant, cute little So Many Lies lecture. How many facts did you...
I swear there were none.
Yeah, no, there were no facts in there whatsoever.
There were indeed.
Can I just say...
Most of the Thomas the Tank Engine
stuff before we start... Was the thing about the double homicide
yeah,
true?
I was thinking
because I so nearly went there, I was like, I don't want to risk it.
No, the double homicide wasn't true. You
okay,
you did well
fine.
To avoid it.
Nice.
There were five facts in here. Yep.
Five points to Jamie. Tom is
I'm
down.
Glad you're just taking that as read, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Should I explain
Do
them?
We get to hear
Please
the facts
do,
first? Rather.
Yes, of course, we're listening to the facts right now. Go ahead, Jamie. Ella, all right. Jeez.
All I meant was the facts might not end up being true, and you've just given 5 points to Jamie.
I'll give Jamie 10 points if I want. No, I can't, sorry.
And this is why
this
Joe
is why.
Doesn't get to choose the points.
I'm not allowed.
I'm not giving him 10 points.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, why not?
Sorry.
Sorry. No. Fact number one.
You made him sad, though.
Railways do spread across the face of the countryside like mould. There was a scientific test where certain spongy moulds were sort of put in places where food was represented by each individual sort of major city. And the mould would spread across and then sort of recede so that the links between them would sort of almost exactly mirror the railways.
That is a really good fact.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So is this in the UK? Is this
UK. They've done it in cities in Europe. The best ones are for the UK and Japan, but it's sort of the less accurate, but still surprisingly unnervingly accurate ones are... they have done ones in Europe and USA as well.
I never thought I'd say this, but that is fascinating. Nice. Yeah. Good facts about trains.
Thank you. Okay, what else?
Worth a point.
Jesus did sacrifice himself for us on the train tracks. This is a great story, actually. Nice. There's a...
I nearly spat water out there. Not a good idea in a radio studio.
No.
Yeah, no.
There's a town in Mexico where a chap called Jesus was driving a train, which contained lots and lots of stacks of dynamite. But unfortunately, there was a problem with the firebox, which sparked, and that lit on the hay on top of some of the carriages carrying the dynamite. And he evacuated everyone from the train and sort of drove the train backwards for 6 kilometres at full speed so that it would be out of range for when the dynamite went off. And he sacrificed himself to save the small town.
I can't believe they haven't sold movie rights to that yet.
I know! Okay, flip.
Didn't know trains were so interesting.
They are so
interesting. I should have paid more attention to when my cousin was going on about them non-stop.
Okay, let's see. Yep. More than one engine did audition for the role of the Hogwarts Express. The first one to audition was turned down, unfortunately, because Christopher Columbus didn't like how modern it was. And another fact, that the train that they did choose is the wrong colour for the role, because the train that used, I think it was called Orphan Hall, all of the trains on that model, none of them were painted red, so they had to especially paint it red for that, and that's caused an awful lot of frustration among train enthusiasts.
I so nearly buzzed for that, and I was like, that's ridiculous.
And there was a socialist revolution on the Isle of Sodor.
Mm.
It was,
really?
Yeah, no, there was a...
With a red bus?
A green bus, actually, double-decker bus, called Bulgy. You're thinking of Bertie the bus.
Oh.
Bertie.
I was just thinking, you know...
Who was totally complacent with, you know, the regime that was going on. But but Bulgy the bus, he was double-deckered, and he frequently drive around saying, down with railways, bring back the roads and everything, and this was meant to be a sort of a comment on socialism. So, yeah.
Here's a fun fact about... Well, it's not really a fact or fun for that matter, but it's about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
When my little brother was born, my parents hadn't decided on a name for him.
Yeah.
So my mum suggested all these different names, and at the time, as a 3-year-old, I was a big fan of Thomas the Tank Engine, and every name she suggested, I could name which engine it was on Thomas the Tank Engine. So that she'd be like, James, I'd be like, the red engine, the tank engine. So they couldn't go for any name. So which is why it's called Jake, because my mum hated that less than Ryan. If you're listening, Jake, I love you.
I don't remember a Ryan in Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, there was. My dad wanted Jake or Ryan, and mum hated both. But as Jake slightly less. That would be awesome.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Jamie. So, how many points, Tom, did Jamie get from that round?
Jamie has 5 quite well-deserved points, I'd say.
Thank you.
Yeah. They were good facts.
Yeah.
Jack's currently on -2. Sorry, buddy.
I'm not losing!
You are smack bang in the middle. So, shall we go with you now?
Your lecture on
what subject?
This is on water, because
I
couldn't think of anything, so I sent my brother a text last night saying, do you know any weird facts? And he just sent me reams and reams of facts about water. Just slightly worrying that he knows this, but it helped a lot.
I was actually going to do my speech on buckets, because all of the facts in there hold water. That was terrible. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Okay, but Ella, you have a controversy to clear up at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Much like things with Jamie, there, in the first sentence, there is something that could be considered true, but it's not true. It's a joke.
This happens every single week. Some joker. No, it's not always Jamie. But it's some joker.
Jamie.
All right, Ella. All right. We know you don't like Jamie. Okay. Everyone else loves him. But you don't.
I like Jamie, just not in this game.
Okay.
He's too good at it. I can't cope.
Fair dues. But this happens every week. Some joker jumps in before they can even finish a sentence and they feel like they can get a cheap free point.
That's true, they do.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake, give Jamie a point. He's done it again.
That does deserve a point, actually.
What? Okay, Tom said no.
Of course not, no.
Tom is ruling with an iron sawnoffice.
Of course not. I'm talking to you. You're not doing a script. I'm just making a joke. Which apparently, if we're doing jokes that are true, then apparently that doesn't matter. So
I appreciate it, Jamie. Well,
thank
done.
You. Sorry, please continue.
So, we're not allowing that this week. We're clearing it up once and for good. So, thank you for stating that,
thank
Hannah.
You. Although most people think that water isn't essential, 100% of creatures that consume water end up dead at some point in their life. Water, therefore, is incredibly dangerous. This is why immigrants flock en masse to Poland, where there is the least amount of water per capita, thus making it the safest place in Europe. This is seconded only by Luxembourg, a landlocked country that suffers the least number of drownings each year.
Buzz, does it suffer the least number of drownings each year?
Luxembourg? No.
Oh!
I will admit, I don't actually know. I just made it up.
Yeah.
So it could, but I don't think it does.
Does Poland have like a shortage of water per capita?
Poland does have the least amount of water per capita.
Yes, minus
but are
one.
We allowing that because it didn't buzz? Judge in the corner.
I was just letting it, you know, sink in.
You know what? I feel a bit sorry for you, so I am going to say yes.
I'm now minus one point zero.
Do they take sympathy into account in other events, like in the Olympics?
Yeah, if it's really
Olympics,
bad,
Jamie.
I'm so glad you said that because I said that in my head. I'm like, that's not appropriate to say. Apparently, it is for some other people.
Apparently. If you're listening, Ofcom, hi.
Hey, Ofcom, how are you doing? I haven't seen you for a while. So, Ella, please continue.
Having studied this extensively, scientists have finally come to the conclusion that water is indeed the leading cause of drownings, although treacle is a close second. Of course, those who decide to never drink water at all in a desperate attempt to avoid the deadly stuff do still have to interact with it. For instance, the majority of an individual's daily water usage is sent straight down the toilet. Literally, 72% of water is used to flush toilets. And that uses an awful lot of water, given that each of us flushes the toilet over 250,000 times a year.
Ooh, Buzz. So I think we use a lot of water when we flush the toilet. Because I know, like, I think it was somewhere South America, to get people to use less water, they said, just wee in the shower. Don't wee before you go for a shower. Wee in the shower, and then you save a flush, and that saves a lot of water.
Is that your excuse for when you wee in the shower, Tom? Yeah, is that you think, I'm saving water for the house?
I'm just
the house,
wondering if you're disputing fact here, if you're just announcing
your
shower habits.
Yeah, because actually, none of the things that I said there were true.
Oh, damn. I was thinking, you know, it uses a lot of water.
So we have just sort of learned
a lot. It does use a lot of water, it's not a fact.
I personally don't wee in the shower, a friend told me.
Jack, you're on minus two for doing a number one in the shower.
I can say, though, that only 32% of water is used to flush toilets, not 70%.
It's still a lot of water.
And we actually flush the toilet on average 5,000 times a year.
Yeah,
a quarter of a million.
I mean, there's what? 360?
What, so?
You'd have to flush the toilet about 1,000 times a day for that to be true.
Yeah, that was just a made... Obviously, yeah. It's not a made-up number. No, a quarter of a million does exist as a number, everyone. It's fine. But it was
but
just a number
exist?
I picked random.
Oh, do numbers exist? Ooh, let's get into number
point
three.
Point is, 5,000 times how many times you flush the toilet.
So next year, I will flush the toilet 5,000 times.
You might be an outlier. You might be someone
you
who never flushes the toilet.
You might do a quarter of a million times a year.
I might do a quarter of a million, might do it seven times. Okay. Continue, Ella.
Sorry, I'm just really distracted by what's going on.
Continue, Ella.
How's the house searching going in light of this new fact?
It's going pretty well. Continue, Ella.
That you either do seven or half a million.
It varies throughout the year. Continue, Ella.
Saying that, more people have access to mobile phones than toilets. This is just
That's true.
That is true. 2.5 billion people don't have access to a flushing toilet. Far more people have access to it.
I was happy about winning the point and now I'm sad.
It is. However, this is just one of the ways in which modern technology is allowing us to save the planet. Water, however, has been here for a long time. In the beginning, God made water, although for some ridiculous reason he only made a measly 3% of it drinkable before going on to make dinosaurs.
Only 3% of water is drinkable.
That is correct.
But isn't the fact that God made it?
Wasn't the fact I was saying. I wasn't saying made the heavens and the earth and man and original sin.
The sentence. Surely the sentence was.
You can pick bits in the sentence. It's not the entire sentence.
Okay.
What do you mean? Because
then I could just pick the sentence apart from the
not bit. Only 3% of all the water on the planet is fresh water, so that's the only percent, the only bit that's drinkable.
I'm surprised it's that much. I mean,
so what? 97% is not fresh.
It's all salt water.
There's a lot of water on the earth, Joe.
There is.
It's like 0.002% is surface water. Everything else is like...
I'll be honest with you.
Under the surface.
No, I think it's mostly land.
Water under the surface. Just the tip of the iceberg.
Around Ella, around Nottingham, it's pretty. It's just land. Yeah. Yes, it's mostly land.
Because Nottingham's the only place that exists.
Yeah, thank you, Ella. Thank you. Okay. Continue. Minus a point to Ella.
What?
Keep going, Ella.
What? Have I just lost a point?
No, Ella, continue.
No, you misheard. Go on.
Joe, I feel I should leave the studio.
I have genuinely given you a minus point then.
What? No! This isn't fair. What?
Jamie's still in the lead. What?
Why? I want to win fairly. Why have I lost a point?
Hang on, is this not resisting arrest?
I don't care.
Yeah, this is resisting arrest. that's another minus point. Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, God made water before going on to make dinosaurs. Neither, however, mentioned explicitly in the Bible, causing some Christians to doubt the existence of both. The idea
that's true. Some Christians doubt the existence of dinosaurs.
This isn't a truth. This is just something I put that could be considered true.
But I'm taking the part of the sentence I think is true.
Thank God.
You just said that's fine.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, damn
you're
it. This
not
is
just...
Really?
Why are you... No, this is not fair. People are ganging over you now.
We shouldn't give him a point.
Okay. I feel now...
For validating people who don't believe in dinosaurs.
Ella, I feel now... That has gone too far, and we will stop being nasty to you.
Thank you. And
we'll give you back that other point. And Jack, you're not getting that point back.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, continue.
Thank you. The idea that today's water is the same as that of the dinosaur world is consequently such incomprehensible idea to these people. They have begun war on water and now drink only wine. Although they refuse to acknowledge their raging alcoholism and instead claim they are actually drinking the blood of Christ. Because, evidently, cannibalism is significantly less shameful than alcohol. The so-called holy water used by priests for no other reason than to keep away plague and fight off vampires is actually vodka, a substitute frequently used instead of water. Maybe that's why Poland is so safe. Indeed, we have come on a great deal in our water usage. As the real danger of water has now been proven, we only have to drink 35 millilitres a day by law. Ironically, if this is broken, the offenders are subjected to Chinese water torture, so-called because of the fear people feel when they are forced to be in such close proximity to water. Many times have criminals been heard to call out, "No, not the water! Why can't I have the hydrochloric acid torture like Anthony did?" before their words are cut out by the horrific screams.
Ooh.
People really don't know how easy we've got it now. Only 35 millilitres a day. It used to be 18 litres in the 1830s. And look, they're all dead now. So if you know what's good for you, stay away from water.
Thanks a lot, Ella. How many truths did we sneak past?
Okay, I think it was only two.
Really?
Which is that the Earth's water today is exactly the same as it was when the dinosaurs inhabit the Earth.
If I'd have said that, you'd have said, no, I was just
no, because
by the by.
I was just saying the truth, but it's not actually a truth.
It's not actually
the
truth.
I mean, surely, you know, lots of dinosaurs and so on have weed in it since then.
But is it not...
It's more weed than it used to be.
The point is... The water's the same, and in the 1830s, British people really were meant to drink 18 litres of water a day.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you do that without swelling up like that woman from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
That's true.
Yeah, but the point is, they are all dead now, so don't do it.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So only two truths.
Because Poland does have the lowest amount of water per capita per year. Mm. 2.5 billion people don't have access to flushing toilets, and only 3% of all the Earth's water is fresh water.
Thank you, Ella. This is a brilliant lecture there. So now, shall we move straight on to yours, Jack?
Let's.
Okay. What is it on?
So, in preparation for Christmas and, you know, the toys you get, this is a lecture on Barbies.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so... Barbara Millicent Roberts, known more commonly...
Barbara Millicent Roberts is her name, I'm sure of
yes.
it.
Yes, known more commonly by her stage name is Barbie.
I'm sorry, what rule was this that you just said?
But I didn't know if that was the truth, but her name is...
I think I'll give Ella the point because in University Challenge they buzz in early and they haven't even heard the end of the question, so I think that was a good tactic.
And it is something I've remembered from a pub quiz.
I'm not sure if it's even he's stating a fact, he's just read out a name.
Well, I hadn't finished the sentence, but...
Oh, sorry. Okay,
then
I will buzz it again at the end of the sentence.
But yeah, you're right. Okay. So, known more commonly by her stage name of Barbie...
Buzz. That's true.
That's the same fact.
I know, but I'm doing it for Jamie's point.
Fine, take the point.
No, that was the point from before, but Jamie didn't think I should have interrupted.
Was first released for sale in 1958. Surnamed because of the barbed wire originally surrounding the doll, the Barbie underwent a considerable transformation in the face of modern health and safety regulations. The well-known Ken doll underwent a similar transformation. Dubbed the most dangerous toy of 1963, the first dolls tried to reach a target audience of boys and included a removable head that allowed for the extension of a small internal sword blade, using the body as a handle. That's not true.
No, I'm saying, is it true that in 1963 it was dubbed the most dangerous toy?
No.
No, okay, right. I was worried that, you know, there might be some 1960s ideas about gender roles going around.
I was kind of hoping that would be true, because nearly every Ken doll I owned as a child, the head fell off. So that would have meant it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, true.
But evidently it was my fault.
Were there concealed hidden blades in your Ken doll?
No.
There were no blades. Okay, good.
Unfortunately. One of them smelled of toast, though. It was bizarre. Sorry, carry on.
Sure, you won't. Just... Right. Never mind.
Okay, so Ken dolls contained a small internal sword blade using the body as a handle. This is the origin of the Japanese martial art of Kendo. Despite accusations of sexism, Barbie has in fact had one of the most successful female careers in history, with an impressive CV including previous employment as a French teacher, UNICEF summit diplomat, paleontologist, Olympic sprinter, and film director.
Buzz.
Which one?
Film director.
No.
Buzz.
She has been an actor, though. Yep. What?
Okay, I was going to say, what was that one about? Was it UNICEF?
UNICEF Summit Diplomat.
Yes, I think that one.
Yeah, that's true.
No! Yes! That was the one I really went for, then I was like, that's ridiculous.
The 1990 edition of Barbie. She was UNICEF Summit Diplomat.
I feel like, Jamie, I need you on my team. Yeah. Like, let's just do a combined effort next week, because I can't cope with losing.
We will crush all opposition.
Watch out, Jack.
Barbie has also worked as a lifestyle instructor, writing a book titled How to Succeed in School, which read simply, Be a Clever Boy. As a follow-up to the popularity of the book, Barbie released How to Lose Weight, which read, Don't Eat.
Oh, Buzz.
Yep.
That's true.
That is true, I think. Yeah. That's right.
How does everybody know that?
I don't know it. I don't know it, but it sounds like it could be true.
Yeah, apparently it was a prop or something, and like, it was just a little prop, and then on the back it just said, don't eat. And How to Make Money, which read, sell things. What Barbie failed to mention in this book, however, is that she has also tried to make money from other people's creative genius. For instance, Aqua's 1997 song, Barbie Girl, led Barbie to personally sue the music producers. The lawsuit generated $12 million for the toy company Mattel. You may think that Barbie has too high an opinion of herself, but if you think she's self-centred, you should see Russian Dolls. They're really full of themselves.
Love it.
Barbie recently became a cyborg that can connect to the internet to chat to children.
Buzz. That's true. They do have dolls that you can plug in.
Yeah, she's now a cyborg.
Wow.
And to the internet, and yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Beat me to it, Jamie.
Don't ask me how I know so much about it.
Well, technically, this is it. I decided it was true, and then I said it wasn't true because...
She's not a cyborg.
Because she never had a biological human body whose limitations could be extended.
Yeah. So, I suppose she's not biological.
Exactly.
Not biological, Captain. Sorry, it's not often I get to do my Leonard Nimoy impression. So,
continue, Jack.
So do I not get a point for that? Is that a minus point on mine?
No.
Parents who buy their children the Wi-Fi Hello Barbie model this Christmas may be in for a shock when they discover that hackers can take complete control of the doll to spy on their children. Described as a glitch in the matrix of the programming, official advice has been to look out for giveaway clues in the speech patterns of the doll, such as, Hello, Mr. Anderson, and I'm going to enjoy watching you die, Mr. Anderson. More recently, a planned edible Barbie has been announced. The head is expected to be made of beef and pork, and has been described as a burger on the Barbie.
And thank you for that lecture.
At the end of that round, I got... she was a paleontologist in 1997.
Oh. She was! Yes.
Was that when Jurassic Park came out? 97.
What's a paleontologist again? So
someone who looks at fossils and
stuff.
Oh,
it's fossils. Yeah, just checking. Yeah.
Ross from Friends.
Okay, Ross cool.
From Friends.
Cool. Not seen Friends. Though.
He is a paleontologist.
He is a paleontologist.
He says he's a paleontologist. He studies dinosaurs. He does. He publishes papers.
I don't like Friends, so we're not having a dispute about Friends,
okay? He publishes papers.
The TV show or just people in general, Joe? Because that's a really sad way of living.
Both. Jack, continue. Just kidding.
He loves the TV show.
I love the TV show. Yeah, thank
you. The producers of Barbie tried to sue Aqua in 1997 as well.
Aqua were great. Does anyone remember Aqua?
Yeah, colourful.
I remember that one.
They had some other songs. They were fantastic. I loved Aqua.
That's why you did a lecture on it. Wet, 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 are they?
Love it.
Nice.
I said that's why she did a lecture on it. But yeah, they tried to sue him, but it didn't quite go through. They definitely didn't make $12 million. But
keep going. Keep going.
Parents who buy the children the Wi-Fi Hello Barbie doll this Christmas may be in for a shock, because while it's enabled to access the internet, it's been reported that it could be vulnerable to hacks and it could provide direct access to the microphone, which is a little bit creepy.
But yeah, very creepy.
That's it. So that's what, three.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you,
which
Jack.
Which brings me above zero, which is nice.
Which is lovely stuff. So what are the scores at the end of it, Tom? Have we got
scores at the end are Jamie's stormy ahead. if that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Ella, you got 3.
Oh,
you
not
didn't do bad.
Bad.
And Jack, I'm really sorry, but you're still at -2.
Oh, okay. But again, once again, thanks a lot, guys, for your wonderful lectures there with so many lies.
This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.